Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhall. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and welcome to our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts show from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we broadcast for 15 minutes giving you the tools that you need to start your day the millionaire way. We provide step-by-step strategies after we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 15 minutes of tips you can incorporate right now to start every day the millionaire way. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. For Tuesday, October 12th, we are broadcasting from the Scottsdale waterfront in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And today's wraps up our three-part series on personal magnetism. 2 weeks ago, we identified our magnetic energy and found and discovered and played around with our actual energy. Last week, we took the time to balance our energies. When we talk about the power of the universe and we talk about the law of attraction, which is the latest craze, everybody's trying to focus in on this law of attraction. And what we find is that the whole universe is made up of energy. And we are energy. At our most subatomic level, we radiate and generate energy. And when you take enough cells that do the same thing, you create tissue. And then when you have enough specialized tissue, you create organs. And when you have enough specialized organs, you have systems. And then all of those systems are pulled together into what we know is our human body. And in order to have attraction, you have to have a magnetic force. And we are our own magnetic life force. And as a life force, we bring energy in and we release energy. And what you may have found over the past 2 weeks is that your level of magnetic energy is low. You may have discovered that in the first show. It took you a lot to feel it. Your hands had to be real close to each other in order to feel the magnetic energy. So yesterday, or not yesterday, what am I thinking? Last week, we learned how to balance our energy. Part of why we have confusion in our lives and unsettled issues and constant attraction of more unsettled or confused issues is because that's all that we can draw toward ourselves because our magnetism is off at the basic atomic level. We function as magnets, as we talked about a couple shows ago, and if our polarity is off, if our magnetism is confused, if our electric flow is stifled or hindered or confused in any way, how can we possibly attract more energy? The answer is simply we can't. There's not a way to do that. So what we must do is identify our energy balance it. And now this week's focus is on how do we increase our magnetism. And it's not going to be what you think. I'm not going to go say, hold on to a telephone pole. I'm not going to say, go work at a hydroelectric power plant. No. Once you've balanced your energy, in order to raise our energy levels, we must be able to vibrate on a higher level. And how do we radiate energy? What is at the base of all life force? This goes for all living things. All creatures have to be able to have electrochemical reactions occurring in their body in order to generate and utilize electricity. In order to take in and give off electricity, we must have electrochemical reactions. What causes those electrochemical reactions? Simply, minerals. Just like the iron filings are attracted to a magnet, we need minerals and elements in order to create chemical, electrical reactions. How do we do that? It's so simple. This is going to be the easiest thing that you've ever learned about the human body. By eating. We've learned in past episodes that the environment takes us down a notch physically. But by eating and the digestive process, we can assimilate the nutrients we need to vibrate at a higher level, a higher energy force. The challenge that you and I and everyone else on this planet has is the quality of the food source. We are so used to our Twinkies that'll last through a nuclear holocaust with so much chemicals and preservatives that it's nutritionally valueless. And we've survived on that for so long. That's why our energy levels are down. That's why there's chaos not only in ourselves and our personal lives and in our relationships, but in our world. Because so many people's vital life force is off. Our electromagnetism is off. We can't attract the right people into our lives because our power to do that is gone. It's been reduced to such a small capacity. It's dripping. We are dripping our life force back into the world. That's not what the universe had set forth for us. So how do we increase our magnetism through our diet? One way is hydration. Water, as you know, is an incredible superconductor of electricity. If you've ever seen what happens with water and electricity, they say they don't mix. Well, not in a good way if it's potentially electrocuting you, but it's a great conductor of electricity because of its mineral content. But what do? We pollute our waters with all of these chemicals trying to kill the bacteria and infection instead of raising our energy level so we have the ability to counteract any organisms in our water. We just kill it all with chlorine and other chemicals. So what we need to do is first start by raising our body's water content. We're supposed to be made up of 90% water, yet how many people drink 90% of their beverages every day of water? Slim and none. So we need to raise our electrochemical forces by hydration and getting water into our system. That will allow our cellular function to occur at its fullest capacity when we're properly hydrated. And whatever weight you are, you need half of that in ounces. None of this, you need eight ounce glasses of water a day. No, that rule doesn't work. You need to just find out what your body weight is and drink at least that much. And that's for basal cellular maintenance. That's not for physical exertion. If I'm going to run around, if I'm going to stress out, if I'm going to speak publicly, if I'm going to breathe, I am releasing water, and I need to take it back in. So my basic amount is 70 ounces of water, but then for everything else, I have to add to that 70. In order to be able to have cellular function at its highest level, then after I've properly hydrated myself with a quality water source, one that's been filtered to remove the chemicals but not the minerals, reverse osmosis is a great way to do that, then we need to nourish our bodies, feed our cells with specifically the nutrients that will help us, where we have vital minerals and vital chemicals that work and create the electrochemical force within our body. And where do we receive that? You'll be surprised. I know that I was. And I know how disappointed I was because I'm such a flesh eater. But the place to receive all of our minerals is from the ground, from the plants that grow in the ground. Our vital life force is drawn from the plants that pull the minerals out of the soil that are converted with sustainable composting, which creates the fulvic acid that pulls minerals out of rocks and places them in a highly absorbable fashion inside our fruits and vegetables. And it helps to create the vital life force that we need to vibrate at a higher level. And that's the secret to personal magnetism, is increasing our vital life force through raising our water content to make sure that we're highly conductive, and then bringing in the proper nutrients through our minerals and chemicals like sodium and potassium, like magnesium, like zinc, like all those fabulous elements from the periodic table that will enrich and nourish our bodies and bring us to this higher level. So what you need to do is start today with half your body weight minimum every day, and then add in another glass for every activity that you do above and beyond laying there and breathing. So if you exercise, you need to add another glass of water or two. If you walk, if you care for another human being, if you sit at a computer, you need to raise your body's water content. And then once you're properly hydrated, nutrify the body with vital minerals from plant sources. It'll be a tasty adventure to raising your level of magnetism, no doubt. Now, fully and completely integrate these ideas and habits now. See yourself in this way. Notice how differently people will respond to you when your personal magnetism is vibrating at its highest potential. Create some affirmations also to support this new habit and carry this energetic feeling with you throughout the rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining us here on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio for our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts segment from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, wishing you a fabulously wealthy day. And here's to your financial independence. Be sure to visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com for more tips, tricks, tools, and information to help you create financial wellness today and financial independence for you and your family's future. Thank you so much for joining us. And finally, financial independence can be yours.